right, guys, get ready for the Stanley Cup Final Edition of Puck Off. Yeah, here we are. Frazier Smith, my buddy Joe Bartnik, back from his big tour.
Hey, what's up, Fraz? We're ready. Boom. Watched Game 7. Was that a...
Did we both predict it?
We both called it.
Yeah, we did.
We both called it, and people were saying, oh, and it said, nope. Whenever we were up 3-1, people were like, oh, they know that. No. The Blackhawks are champions. They're going to win Game 5
and 6. You did say that, and that's what happened.
And then Sutter's, you don't back up Sutter's boys against the wall.
No.
And then bam. And it's even better is to celebrate this, because I know you people in Philly will never win a Stanley Cup. We have the great Eleanor
our
Kerrigan.
How dare you?
Our guest is going to take some exception to that.
Never.
We might have a brawl here.
Yeah.
She is...
Play for them. I'll be a Broad Street bully. I'm a broad.
You might as well.
She can be a bully.
You might as well play for them. I think you're a third line center for that.
I think so.
Let me tell you something. No, you
don't
want to mess
with her.
Wow,
you put me third line.
I got to tell you just quick story, sort of off track. We were at Comedy Store a couple years ago, and one of the comics on stage was really riling up the audience, and they were starting to get riled up.
Oh, yeah.
Eleanor was in the back. And
I was waiting tables, right? Or was I doing stand-up? I forget.
I think you were waiting tables at that
probably.
Time.
Probably, yeah.
You know, and she's a great stand-up. But she, and all of a sudden, this guy's heading for the stage with a bottle in his hand.
Yeah.
And this guy's about 6'4", big.
But he was a yuppie.
Yeah, she noticed that right away. She goes, those shoes, he can't be that tough.
Yeah, he's got boat shoes on.
She grabs
midnight.
Him. Next thing you know, he's flung out the door and out on Sunset.
Yeah, so I'll play. If you want.
Because you were a glow woman of wrestling.
No, women. Wow, women of wrestling.
Wow, women. Yeah.
Glow is a little old. I'm not that old yet.
Okay. You're all right.
I'm getting there, but not there.
But you got the moves.
But I was on Wow, Women of Wrestling.
Yes. Well, exactly. It's the finals edition. We got to bring in the heat.
Yeah.
We brought in the heat. It doesn't get better than this.
No.
This is really cool.
And I'll tell you, I was listening to this gentleman was talking. He said that the Western Finals, which I said, which we all said would be the Stanley Cup, probably, who wins. We'll still make our predictions. We'll have to break down in this hour. But he said that was the most entertaining series he's seen in 20 years.
Wow.
The last conference final Game 7 that went 7 games into overtime in Game 7 was Rangers
Island?
Devils.
Oh, wow.
Messier's wow. Rangers.
Was that? Oh, yeah, they were playing that this morning.
20 years ago.
Wow. That sounds so
awesome. Oh, it was 93 or 94.
It was 94. I'll never forget that because, I mean, back in those days, I despised the Rangers. They're the people that hated Lemieux or hurt Lemieux. And you were
Everybody wanted to hurt Lemieux.
They were catching up to my hatred of the Flyers. I mean, they'll never pass.
Well, they were the Broadway Bulls.
Right.
Remember, because they had the they got in a big fight with the Kings. They had it in the paper today. They showed the big brawl with Marcel Dion.
They were playing all this morning on the NHL Network.
1981, and we played the Kings played Rangers in the semifinal round, 5 games,
right?
And Rangers swept them by coming in and beating the crap out of them, and stopping the famed Triple Crown line.
You got to rough them up, but. Yeah. But it used to be because, I mean, as a Philadelphian, you'll remember this. One of the greatest things to chant in sports used to be 1940.
Oh, yes. 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 No matter what it was,
and the guy was bartending with literally had a Statue of Liberty holding a Stanley Cup.
What?
I wanted to saw his arm off.
Yeah.
It was just like
that's all angry.
Well, guess what? Your payback comes now.
Yes. Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Yes, it does. Well, let's first talk about the great Kings win.
Wow.
Because Blackhawks did not lay. Remember, I said their
you
stars.
You said they weren't going to lay down.
And I said their stars are going to step up. Anyway, Kane and Saad and Sharp, they all scored like four goals each. I'm exaggerating, but in game 5, 5, and 6, I mean,
Kane was a beast.
Kane is a beast. Absolutely.
And Saad went nuts. Yeah. And Sharp went nuts. Even
your boy Duncan Keith played well.
Yeah, Duncan Keith played well. I mean, they all played well. You know,
but hey, you got to give them
high scoring. Like what? These are like baseball scores.
Well, thanks to you, thanks to the
Flyers, yeah, the West Coast Flyers are killing it.
Carter is just racking
Carter's
them up, man.
Unbelievable.
Playing center between the two kids, the 70s line.
Yeah, that's
great. I mean, you know, and then I mean, Richards a fourth line center. That's great.
Yeah,
you know, and I mean, Williams. Williams. Justin Williams. I was mad when we left the air last week because I was like, we didn't talk enough about he's Mr. Game 7. Listen to this. He has more game-winning, he has more goals and more assists than anybody in NHL history in Game 7s.
Wow. Well,
and if I could read my notes, I scribbled.
yeah, that is a different kind of cheat sheet.
Yeah. But I didn't have time.
It doesn't matter. You're on your true tour.
I apologize. I did not have time to type these up. I was literally jet lagged, and I just wanted to, I wanted to write them down first. But well, I mean, you were just... it was like Marcel Dion, and I take that back. It was it'll come to me. But it was literally like Glenn Anderson most Game 7 goals, and I forget. An assist was some other name that was like, he's higher than Glenn Anderson.
Wow.
Glenn Anderson, you know, I mean, if you don't know, old Oiler played on Gretzky's line.
Yeah.
Justin Williams is a third and a half line winger who just steps
in. He steps up.
And I'll tell you what, quick, because, you know, I was on the road, so I was watching it in bars and with not so much fans. And so I came home last night, and I just watched Game 7 in its entirety at 4 in the morning.
Oh, wow. Isn't that the best?
It's the best. And I'll tell you, Quick made some ridiculous saves.
Well, he's ridiculous.
He is ridiculous.
He's unbelievable.
So, you know, so the Rangers, if you want to get in the series, of course you're going to send Kreider and Skates up.
Well,
that's the first thing Vigneault wrote on the right on the chalkboard today.
That's funny.
We're
going
in Skates up, you know.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Yeah, you know what? They'll take a tip from.
But
Friday.
Bobby,
that's
you
a good
know
way
what,
to
though?
Do it. Yeah.
But I would take Bobby Jones. I would take Bobby Jones in the Kings to beat the Rangers.
Well, you know what?
Because Bobby Jones isn't chopped liver. Tokarski is. I mean, he's a glorified. I mean, Eller could play as well as Tokarski play.
Definitely.
Sure. You know what?
But I play street hockey. I have to have my sneakers on. Is that cool?
Yeah. Sure.
Absolutely.
Hey, I got a question. I got a question for everybody. Name the three players on the Triple Crown line.
Oh.
The Kings' famous Triple Crown line. Joe, you got to know this.
I know. It's Daryl. No.
What do you
got?
I can't read your serial-killing handwriting. Holy shit, look at that writing.
I know.
Marcel Dion, Lewis, and Sittler?
Nope. Charlie Simmer?
Simmer, that's what I meant.
Marcel Dion. And Dave Taylor.
Dave Taylor.
How weird is that?
That was the guy on stage that you had to throw the guy out.
That was...
My boyfriend would kill me for not knowing that one.
No, that was... No, because I messed it up. I got it wrong. But I said Sittler instead of Simmer.
Right.
Yeah.
And then Taylor, I said Lewis instead of Taylor.
Well, you know, the thing is, they're the ones that they were tearing the league up going.
Right.
And they're the ones that the Rangers took a run at. And you knocked them around and shut them down.
Do you think
in the 81 show.
Do you think the Rangers will be carried through with the death of that gentleman's mother, the spirit?
Well,
St. Louis.
That has given them
a boost.
Yeah.
She's a powerful lady.
Really, she really is. They've been playing for her.
God love her.
They've been playing for her, and they played great in that series against
Montreal.
They
played unbelievable.
I can say no.
So
they had the easiest run.
What?
And I'm not knocking
the Flyers.
Price went out.
Well, if you would hold on before you get an interference
penalty. All right. I get a lot of interference penalties.
I was going to say, they had the easiest run to the Stanley Cup of anyone I've seen in a long time. Because here's the facts. Philly was probably the best team they played. And they played them in the first round. And they played them when their number one goaltender was injured. Because, Ray Emery is a gangster and a cokehead. And when the puck hits him, he's lucky. then they played the Penguins.
That's our kind of player.
Then they played the Penguins, who were in disarray. And, you know, and Crosby didn't even play. And then they injured the best goaltender in the East.
Price out.
And kind of squeaked by the Canadians, who then
squeaked.
Well, I think if they had Price in there, they lose.
Yeah, they won a couple games in overtime. I mean, they didn't crush the Canadians. And now here's the thing: the Canadians are a small, very small team as well. Now they're going to go up against
a team. So the Rangers.
Now they're going to go up against a team that was in that won three game sevens that was always played the better seed, arguably came back 3-0 against the Sharks, who may be the best team in hockey, even though they're a choke artist. They beat the Ducks, and then they beat the defending champions, the Chicago Blackhawks, who are immensely talented and a great team. And if you take away last year in the conference finals, the Kings were beat up. Right now, they could be going for 3 in a row.
I think you're right. I think the West is the better. I mean, there's nothing. They're bigger. They're stronger. They're even the little ones are hitting harder. Stahl is killing people.
Well, they're
out there.
Bigger. I mean, yeah, Stahl's Jesus, killing people.
And he's little.
Look at the fourth line. I mean, look at the third and fourth lines that, like, you know, like they said, oh, you know, Brian Boyle, he's 6'6". He puts his frame out there. Like, he's not going to do anything against the King. Like, the King's fourth line will just run him in the ground.
Oh,
like,
man.
Brian Boyle's a figure skater compared to the
fourth line. We were talking about that last night.
Be
Kings
hilarious.
Are big and fast.
Yes.
And you know what? The New York coach, what's his name? I'm sorry.
Elaine Vilo.
He looks nervous. I saw an interview with him last night. He's like, guys, we're going to try.
Well, he has done a masterful job. Elaine Vigneault has done a great job.
I'm sure he has.
There's no shame in losing this series for him because he got out of the
East. At all, yeah.
But, I mean, I think they're probably going to win a couple games because, you know, just the way the puck bounces. But there's no way.
Interesting.
Well, and King Henry. Come on, they got a great goalie.
Yeah, but you know, but I don't think King Henry really faced. I mean, I don't think he's faced that much this whole.
Well, he's got the best playoff record right now. He's got 2.03 goals against throughout the playoffs, which is the best.
He's played well. He's played well to exceptional, but I don't think he's really, really faced. I mean, the Flyers are a two line team. The Penguins are a two player team, and
Montreal. Lit them up in one game. They pulled it.
Montreal has got a lot of skill, but they didn't really push the envelope as far as really trying to rattle him. I mean, the Rangers have 3 defensemen. The rest are mediocre at best. And John Moore's out for 2 games for his sucker elbow on Weiss. And the funny thing about that elbow is if the Rangers played like the Ducks or someone, I'd probably root for the Rangers. Just because, like, I don't hate the Rangers. I'm just making a statement
of,
like...
How could you not hate the Rangers?
Because I'm kind of over it.
I'm kidding.
You know? I'm literally over it. Like, I just enjoy hockey so much, and I like St. Louis, and I like Richards, and I like Vigneault.
Like
and
Nash.
Nash is...
You don't like Nash?
You know who Nash is? You'll love this. Nash is like... Nash plays like Lindros after he had too many concussions. Nash skates around in a daze.
He doesn't like
that. Yeah, I see that. Yeah. I saw that. That reaction. You swelled up a little too on
Yeah.
Him.
Yeah.
Pissed off.
You really go, Rick don't Nash. Get him going on Nash.
Rick Nash is a joke. He's a joke.
He's a skirt.
I like it. He's a skirt, yeah.
His goal last series was the one he threw, like he blindly threw. I mean, it was like, I could have made that shot. Standing in the corner, you know.
Do you play?
I play with the Comics. No, his shot is like when they take the little kids down on the Kings and they put him at center ice. Yeah. And if you score you win a car.
Yeah.
That's what his shot was like that went in. You know, against Tarski, whatever the goaltender was. But, I mean, that's what I mean. But I like, Stepan's a good player, you know, like, but that's the thing. We've been blowing Taze the last year, right?
Right.
West Coast, Gino, Kopitar, that line ate up that Taze line.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. Like, okay, St. Louis. You think Dustin Brown is going to put St. Louis into the blue seats?
Where he belongs.
Yeah.
No, I mean, that's just the way it is. I mean,
I see that too. We were talking about it last night.
Yeah.
The Kings are just too big and fast.
Yeah.
They are. I think it's going to be good, though. I think it's going to be a good series. You think, how far do you think it'll go? You think it'll go 7?
I don't think it's going to go 7. I think it's gonna be the Kings in 5, but then but then that's kind of insulting. I'm gonna say, but then if you say, well, Kings in 6, well then it's like, well then you gotta go win in Madison Square Garden, and then your backs aren't really against the wall yet. I mean, I think the Kings are gonna win. I think they're either gonna win in 5 or they're gonna win in 7.
Well, Sutter and his mind games, he's messing with everybody, so he's amazing to me.
He's pretty amazing. Yeah,
he's a wacko.
Yeah,
I love him. I think, I mean, he
Well, he's
talks
weird in an
so
interview, and you don't know what he, where he's coming from.
Yeah, you never know what he's talking about. You're like, what, is this guy high? What's happening? And it's not like his six brothers played, too, or
something?
Yeah,
the Sutter brothers. Yeah.
The Sutter brothers. But he's the only one that never won. Yeah. Right.
But that's why I was so happy when he won that cup as
a
coach.
That was great.
Sure.
Because I was there when they won the cup. My favorite moment was seeing him get the touch. So he gets to go back for Thanksgiving. Like,
well, you know what?
Yeah. I got one.
Yeah, good for him. And you know what? He's a great coach because he's pulled them through these difficult series.
Yeah.
He, you know what? Because he rides them just enough. And he knows those guys are good.
Was it San Jose where he was saying, oh, that's the best goalie I've ever seen. He's the greatest goalie I've ever seen. And I was watching him go, what is he doing? He's talking about the other team. But it was messing with the Kings' head. They came out and played like nothing I've ever seen.
He knows what he's doing.
Well, he manipulates. I don't know what he's doing, he plays mind games or something.
He knows. I mean, you know, it's because the inverse was, you know, when Michael Therrien threw in the towel after the Rangers injured Carey Price. He goes, well, our best player's hurt. And,
I remember when he said that.
Yeah,
that
we talked about it.
That was not good to say.
But I just think that, I mean, he came here 3 years ago, and he saw what was wrong with the team, but a bunch of skirts, and he got rid of them, and he brought up King, and he brought up Nolan, and boom, 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 and now look where they're at.
Man.
And they are
loaded.
And they are a couple bad, they were badly injured last conference final, or they could be going for three in a row if some butts were candy and nuts. I understand all that, but, I mean, they're a great team, and they're not going away. They're not going away.
Well, no. and these newcomers, we were speaking about Toffoli, Peterson.
Yeah.
I mean, these newcomers are playing.
Yeah.
This kid Muzzin.
Oh, yeah, Muzzin. He was a Penguin fifth-round pick, and they didn't sign him.
He's great, man.
We got Letang out there. Wow.
Doesn't like Letang.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Eleanor probably likes Letang and his pretty hair.
Yeah. I want to run my fingers through it. And then knock his teeth out. No, I don't like.
He should be in GLOW, and you should be playing defense.
Speaking of knocking your teeth out.
I'll wrestle him.
I remember I was reading a thing today about the last New York series, and it was a funny but weird moment when Rob Palmer took a shot and it bounced off Marcel Dion's nose and scored.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, Rob Palmer wasn't even playing back then, so I don't know how that happened. But that's what it said in the article.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's some article.
Yeah.
Did you write it yourself?
Well,
no,
I read it. In 1980.
Yeah.
But that wasn't even the finals.
It was just a. Was a playoff game? Okay.
Yeah, it was against the Rangers. That was the last time they played the Rangers. It was 81.
It's just a great series, New York, LA. It's a great series.
Well, the networks love it.
We have to. Well, New York versus LA is a big thing.
Well, they would rather, you know, because people say that LA, they don't get into it, and I guess they show the ratings, but it seems like I don't think they're counting the ratings right. I think they must be people's houses.
Yeah.
Literally, I don't know.
Even Mexican people. Look, Alec Martinez scored the winning goal.
Yeah.
Yes, right?
And I asked George Lopez about that, and he goes, well, we're used to hitting people with sticks. That's what he said.
Of course.
But you know what?
Sticks, knives.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's several Hispanic players in the league now.
Right. Yeah,
Scotty Gomez and
but I just mean because we think
he's saying where are they getting the ratings? Yeah. I feel like everyone's watching.
I think everyone's watching. And I was giving you guys an example. I was doing my new radio show at KLOS, and the hallways were silent on Sunday. It's like no one's there. All of a sudden, there's 30 people in the hallway. Apparently, there were people there working somewhere.
And watching, obviously,
there's a huge scream and people are yelling and running down the hallway like, you know.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
In LA.
My wife works with Middle Eastern guys and, you know, guys from other countries, and they're watching the hockey.
Right.
Yeah, that's cool.
I think got exciting for everybody, and I think people got into it.
Well,
but it's been around. We won the cup 2 years ago. I mean,
that's true, too.
But people are – I don't know why they say, people aren't watching it. I don't know –
I don't know who they're talking to.
Well, it's always
you're right.
Are they
in old ladies' homes? Because if they're in my mom's house, she watched it.
Well, and it's always good for the network to have your two biggest markets. I know LA isn't considered a real super hockey market, but I think it's becoming one.
It's not considered a real place.
Well, that's true, too. But New York, LA is always appealing.
New York, LA is ratings.
Yes.
Always ratings,
And so Montreal had to go.
Well, yeah. Well, you know,
Chicago.
Chicago, Second I love,
city.
Though.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Chicago, well. I remember, like, my brother Bob used to be obsessed with, like, Roenick and Larmer. That's it. I couldn't remember his name for a second. He was, my brother Bobby looked at him like he was a superhero.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's a tough time.
He got traded
to
the
to
Rangers
like
in '94.
Well, yeah. You know, it is a great
he
hockey
was like,
town.
That guy can score
well,
anywhere.
That rating
it's a great thing. Hockey town, and their team is great.
They did.
I
yeah,
mean,
yeah.
they could
well,
easily
they said,
won that series. They,
yeah.
You know, they're the
yeah.
ex-champs. And
I mean,
real
they
good.
Said that ratings were insane
they played hard.
In Chicago. That's what they really wanted was New York.
I think Barkley was there.
You think so? Because it's two hockey
the
Chicago's, towns each other.
The ratings are huge
yeah.
in Chicago.
Yeah. Barkley was even there. Charles Barkley's jumping up and down in a Blackhawks shirt. I'm like, this is hilarious. But that's what I'm saying. That's how
anywhere.
That's true.
He will go anywhere.
Is there a camera?
Yeah.
I'll be there.
Is there a funnel cake?
Well, you know, my brother's a big Blackhawks fan, and he lives back there. So we're
yeah.
texting the whole time.
Oh,
each other
wow.
Shit
yeah,
about
yeah.
What's
See, I was
on.
Doing yeah, that with
he,
my little brother. Yeah. yeah and my
and
other
he's
brother.
He's all
Charles.
Chicago,
yeah.
and, you know. He was so bummed when they lost, and you know.
Yeah.
But that was a heck of a series.
A lot of people were bummed. A lot of Twitter friends and stuff bummed, and I know exactly how it feels when you,
especially
when
in
you,
your
you,
own house,
when you think you have a dynasty.
Yeah.
And you lose. No, yeah. that's
no.
That's,
it's true.
One
it's
thing,
sad.
It's one thing to lose when you're just having fun. You're in there like this year for me. Yeah, we lost whatever. But when you really can smell that cup.
That's true.
And, well,
yeah,
and they
yeah,
got
yeah.
a loaded
team. I didn't even think the Flyers would make the playoffs. Let
nope.
alone the not
yeah.
go to
well, they,
game seven
I mean,
with
well,
the Rangers.
Well after you well, gave us half your team.
Well,
thank you.
Well, well after what well, you know, but if they didn't have Simmons though, I mean if they
yeah.
If they didn't have Simmons, they wouldn't have made the playoffs. But yeah, but that's how weak the East was they were like 4-19 and they still made the playoffs.
Unbelievable.
Columbus made the I mean it was like you know it was a charity event.
Who would have think the roles would turn the places would switch because it used to be the East was the hardest.
Yeah.
Now it's the
yeah.
West.
Yeah. I mean really the
tables have turned completely.
The Battle of California.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask
San
you
San Jose gonna, all that. Yeah.
When the Kings came back in the San Jose series, okay? That was very rare.
Those games were...
It's only happened, I think, 3 or 4 times in history, right, that a team's come back from 3
Yeah.
Was the Bruins did it?
The Flyers did it against the Bruins.
Oh, that's right. The Flyers, right. we did
the
it against the Bruins.
The Islanders
right.
did it against the Penguins. And this that's the modern era.
Yeah.
Right.
And then it happened, like, in 1921.
Right.
You no, know, seriously. That's,
it's rare. Yeah,
no,
yeah.
Yeah, so it's happened, like, 4 times.
Yeah.
Okay. So now, do you think that gave the Kings... the feeling that they could come back from anything, you know, like in that next series against Chicago, does
it
give you confidence?
Go ahead, Eleanor.
No, go ahead. I'm just saying, boost your confidence, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, it's like a great NCAA team in the March Madness. Anytime they almost lose, the battle rolls in and out, and then those are the teams that go to the finals, right? Because they've been scared
yeah.
to death.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kings saw their own destiny, and then they woke up. Hey, they're 8-0 with their backs to the wall this year.
That's right.
That's how good the team is. They're 8-0. I mean, hey, well, you know, the path was there. They're a good team. They came back. They beat San Jose. San Jose was gone. They just had to beat you knew Barbecue Bruce would think.
And
you
I
know,
think
you know he wasn't you know. So then and then against the Blackhawks, then you're thinking, well, God, the Black. Look at this. Look at that. We picked the Kings.
Yeah.
You know.
I think their coach may or may not have also threatened to slaughter them. So
he looks like a serial killer.
He definitely
killer.
Does.
Come on, but
he
he's got to be a good coach, man, because he's something's going on. Because
they would come out like, "Oh shit, we better play." Fuck, you know. Like,
well, they're a talented bunch, so you just got to get them going in the right direction.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I just really love the fact, and just it's fun to watch a team that will get down 2-0 in any situation and 2-0 goal wise. And it's not a big deal at all.
It's well, not, you know, when you got a lot of scores like they do. But
yeah.
still, it's got to scare you a little
still,
bit.
Still, I mean, a lot.
I was watching it on my phone during my radio show, and I kept thinking, 2-0. Oh, great.
Man.
We're done.
Yeah.
But you're never done with the Kings.
Oh,
no.
I'll tell you this, a little more analysis, too, on that is the Kings were called for a lot of ticky-tack penalties,
yes.
I thought, in that series. I'm not trying to be Homer. I thought they were called for – I think Chicago was a little bit too, But those five, that, like that cross check when it's already a power play. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on. I mean, I understand it's 2014. Tedious, yeah. It's not 1970, but
we have to be more sensitive.
You gotta let that one go. And a couple of the trips were just like, what?
Yeah.
The one hook on Kopitar was like, come on.
Yeah.
Come on now. On the inverse of this, I think the Rangers took a lot of needlessly stupid penalties. Mm. And if they do that against the Kings, it's going to be even more destruction.
I know what you mean.
Yeah. Like, I mean, they really – I mean, I know Subban made them pay a couple times early in that series. But in general, a lot of undisciplined, stupid, like elbows this and headbutts. And, you're not going to want to do that when you got Gabarik and Kopitar and Carter out there.
Yeah.
And Doughty,
Forget it. Put
his name.
They're going to put.
I mean, you know, put his name on the Norris next year.
He's just
do it now because he's going to. People watching this will just. He can be scratched every game next year. He'll still win after this playoff run. I mean,
he's like Paul Coffey and then some.
Yeah. I didn't know that LA had as many fair weathered fans, as the Flyers have. Like during the game, when you're right, when it was 2-0. They're like, oh, forget it. It's over.
Everybody backed out. Yeah.
My boyfriend, I'm not watching it. He turned it off.
Really?
I'm like, what the fuck? Are you guys from Philadelphia? What are you doing?
Yeah, you never
only Philadelphia
it off.
Backs out on a team that quick.
That's true.
Yeah, immediately. Yeah. Like, we'll get pissed and be like, oh, forget it. You know, it's over. The season's over. But they were doing that. They were doing it on Twitter. Yeah. People were doing it. My boyfriend turned off the TV, went outside.
I mean, Twitter.
Yeah, I guess you're right. But it was Kings fans,
right?
That I'm like, what are you doing? Like, really, it's not over yet.
Right,
it's not over
especially
yet.
Especially with what they've done this year.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I'm like, give them a minute. I mean, just you know.
And they got those scores; they can light it up.
Yeah, I'm
so
sure
many
it was.
Guys can score on the Kings.
Heart stopping a little bit, but it was still exciting.
Well, it was a heart stopping series. I mean, you got to give both teams credit; that was exciting. And I think that's part of why hockey. You know, people are getting back into it. It was such a good series.
That's what I think. Yeah, that's why you're saying, like, nobody's watching it or they're saying nobody's watching it. It has to be. Everybody's talking
they
about
always
it.
Say
I don't know
that,
what you're saying.
But I've never seen this
then
town
talk
about it. Why
is everybody talking about it? Yeah. Yeah.
And you're literally on the number one station.
Yeah, man.
So how'd that happen? So if you're talking about it, people are talking about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are. We're following it the whole game, and I would cut in the middle of a record and go, hey, these Kings just scored.
In the middle of a record.
Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, exactly.
You got to represent.
I mean, you know, so exactly.
Yeah.
You're on KLOS talking about it.
Everybody knows what's happening.
And you know, they say, you know your team's getting hot when gang members are wearing your hat. And that's what's going on. I'm seeing Kings hats everywhere.
Yeah. Even Johnny Bench will be wearing the royal purple.
Yeah.
I got purple.
I know, but I have a Carter
shirt.
I almost feel like you were just waiting to jump ship. You were almost waiting to jump.
No, I've been rooting for them, honestly, since the West Coast Flyers. That's what we call them. I mean, my brother, huge Flyers fans. Right. But once Carter, you know, all those guys, you start going, wow, okay.
She's
got on a Kings shirt with Carter's name on the back.
Yeah, I won't wear any other.
I've only worn a Kings t-shirt once. I got a free t-shirt. Like, too many sweat pits now.
I don't know
if I could wear it because now I want a white hat. I almost bought an Indian, Cleveland Indian, like the Indian guy with the puck teeth. That guy just kills me. And
I don't think there's
going to be racist emblems anymore.
Boy. Yeah,
so I think
that'd
be just a fun one to have.
Just to keep, a keepsake.
If someone paid you $500, would you wear a Giroux shirt?
No.
No, look how fat.
How about 1,000?
Look at 1,000.
No, not now.
he's on.
I would wear a Hartnell. I'd wear a Hartnell for $500.
Oh, wow.
I'd wear a Simmons for. I just do not like Giroux.
Yeah, I feel that.
I don't like Giroux.
he hates him.
He really got angry. I do have
it's 10 grand.
10 grand. I do have
Let's do it on KLOS. Let's do a telethon.
Oh, there you
or
go.
Or whatever. See how
much
how many people in Philly hate me.
Who
would
pay the money?
Yeah, they would too. They'd come
with
up with it. They'd rob people for
bucks,
it.
So.
Absolutely. But I do have an old Kings hat. I don't know if you remember a gentleman that used to work at the store, Harris Pete.
Yeah,
he's also
sure.
a funny comic.
Yeah.
But he used to be a practice goalie for the Kings. And they would all come to the Comedy Store, and I had a king set, and I was like, yeah, I'm never going to wear it, you know. And I would just leave it, and I saw it squashed the other day. I was like, oh, I should dust that off.
Was that the old school one with the crown on the front?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, those are
it's
cool.
It's real old.
Oh, it, yeah.
Yeah, Gretzky. Yeah. They would come in every night. They would come, I met Roenick there.
Oh, yeah.
And
Gretzky came.
Yes, Gretzky came a million times, but Roenick, I remember Dice went on. And he was sitting there, and then Dice was on for about, I don't know, 6-7 minutes, and he got up, and he's like, this guy's disgusting. I'm like, oh, boy, you just lost points. Get out.
Come on, a hockey, player? Come
Jeremy,
on.
Yeah. Whoa. He walked out. That's I was bad. Like, oh.
Oh, I didn't even, that's a bad.
Yeah, he put a bad, I was we like, should whatever. Tell
our amazing producer, Johnny Bench, you should put a little buffer, like, yeah. If you don't want to hear. If you don't want to cry after hearing this Jeremy Roenick story, like skip ahead of
yeah,
it.
Skip. I didn't fast need to forward.
I didn't need to hear that. That's
I
like,
was upset by it. I was like,
come
really?
On. That's yeah, that's not
yeah, that's like yeah. That's like John Wayne wears panties or something.
Which may also be true.
Yeah. This is true. Marion may have worn that. My dad would have a heart attack right now.
But you know what I mean? Who wants yeah. to hear what Roenick oh, that's dirt. Oh,
how many
that's
times
he was like, this guy's disgusting. And a part of me, he was with his wife, girlfriend. I'm not sure at the time if they were married, but he did what I thought maybe she got offended. So I gave him that. I was like, maybe she got offended. Yeah. And he was like, yeah, you're right. Let's go. This guy's disgusting. But he was talking to Harris about this guy's gross. I don't want to watch. I'm like,
wow. Harris Pete.
Yeah, Harris Pete. Loved yeah. Harris Pete. God,
I told you the story about Gretzky, didn't I? Yeah,
yes.
I told you a thousand times.
A thousand times. But it yeah. was. But the thing is that he would come every night because of Harris. Like, not every night, but like
they
on
liked
their
Harris.
Off season.
Yeah.
Yeah. Harris would give him pucks, everything. I would send them to my brother Charlie. He would get pissed because he's a big Flyers fan.
You know who came to see us in Vegas at the Laugh Factory was the Las Vegas Wranglers?
Oh,
is that
boy.
What they're called? The Rangers. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
They all came out.
They usually have nothing to root for, but yes.
No, but they were drinking.
Of course. There's nothing else to do.
They were drinking.
The Wranglers. Well, they wrangled up some drinks.
At least they're playing there instead of Bakersfield.
Well, now, and now we have someone who hasn't heard me say it all year and our captain. So I want to bring this up. I wrote this down as a note, right?
All right.
Remember how, like, 4 months ago, everyone's like, people were coming in on this show. Or just people around the world saying, well, you know, the best hockey is going to be the Olympic hockey. Oh, that's the best hockey.
Uh-oh.
Right. Was not the best hockey, the Kings versus the Blackhawks. Right.
I agree.
That was the
Thank
best.
You, right.
It did definitely trump it. You're right. I mean, I watched it, but.
It was thrilling. It was scary. You know, when it goes into OT,
there's nothing.
You can't breathe. You can't
you really
breathe.
Can't. And that shot, the bounce.
Yeah,
you're like,
a weird,
no way.
It's like a
that
knuckleball.
Was it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're like, how the hell?
But that's what you're going to score on because Crawford's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, you have a knuckleball that can get by anybody.
Yeah,
but
shot was just killer.
The nerves, and that's the thing you love about hockey because that sudden death, there's nothing like it.
Yeah,
yeah.
It gets
sports,
you on edge.
Yeah. And you're just like, wow.
I mean,
anything can happen.
Yeah, I mean, to me, the two most exciting things in sports are playoff hockey with the goalie pulled.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then overtime.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Because when the goalie's pulled, that's just like either you're up one and you're just like, or you're down one and you just have all the hope in the world you're going to score.
Well, isn't that how Messi got that hat trick? Yeah.
Well, it's like watching a really highly contested heavyweight box or boxing match.
Yeah. Right.
Every move, you're kind of making a
you're
little
like,
with your body.
It's cringy.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird.
And you never know when it's going to end. It's always just like,
yeah,
that's
you're
it.
Like, come on, you can do it better.
Yeah,
under that kind of pressure.
But it just made me think of it though, because the guy last night or this morning, I heard someone saying, you know, this was the best hockey he's ever seen, and it really was.
Yeah,
I mean, it was literally like, you know, I was in Cleveland, I had to endure this horrible dance music to sit because me and Verzi and Lai were smoking cigars outside.
Okay,
but you couldn't see the TV through like the glass window, so I had to go inside and listen to the most horrible music of my life just to watch the TV to watch game.
Oh,
I think it was game 6.
Don't you have headphones or a good Verizon service or something? Can you watch it on your phone?
I can't watch.
I
don't even see that. I can't even read my phone.
But you can hear it at least better than.
Well, you know what I wind up doing,
or whatever kind of music
I wanted to see it though. I wanted to see.
Yeah.
It was just amazing.
Ever since they took away my NHL channel, I have to watch it on a little sports mix.
I ordered that for my boyfriend.
I watched the sports mix thing, which is
about
as big
like
as a
it.
Postage.
I like the NHL.
I'm trying to. Can't even see the score.
Yeah, I got rid of Netflix and got the NHL. It's $8, $7.99. I was like, who cares?
Good for you. Good for you.
Eleanor's the best.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It makes a big difference, though. Like, you get to watch every game, and then they, you know, the highlights, everything. Because to be honest, on SportsCenter, I feel like they pass it over quick.
Well, we were talking.
Like
we talked about that a lot.
ESPN and stuff like that. They just
they give short shrift to hockey.
Yeah, sure. Definitely.
But I do like Melrose on there.
Yeah, he's killer.
He's great, and he always has a good insight.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I always have my hashtags always
good suits.
Anytime I knock ESPN, I always hashtag free Melrose.
Good hair, I guess.
Really? Free Melrose, yeah.
Yeah, and now my hashtag, because it's come to everyone's attention, and that was great, because people, I just love all the fans out there. Yeah, you guys are great.
They're awesome.
Yeah.
The puck off on Facebook, but also, you know, at Joe Bartnick. We go back and forth, me and Blackhawks fans, and now, but they're great, and we have fun with everybody.
Well,
and
they're knowledgeable.
Yes.
Chicago is a fun town.
And great town, and they
sports.
They know their sports.
Yeah, they know
and
it.
And the other uniting factor now with me and a bunch of us is, you'll love this, Captain, is how much my hatred of Pierre.
I'm not the only one.
Right. So so we get a bunch of that. So I just put my big thing about Pierre, because now it's like he's on his second interview to be the Penguins GM.
Oh.
So my thing is like,
well,
at least he won't be on television anymore.
Okay.
But it won't really affect the Penguins, because we won't be on national TV if he's the GM anyway.
And we got your campaign going. Again.
And we won't be in the playoffs. So my new hashtag that I always puck up is F Pierre, and I said that should be trending.
Sweet.
In Pittsburgh, it should be trending.
I see T-shirts.
I mean, people will burn a bridge if he is the GM. I mean, I don't know what to think.
You think everyone else feels like you do on that?
What's up?
A lot of people feel like
everybody
you do on that.
There's a great one. There's a great one. There's a great. You know, I don't know what they call this. You're hipper than me.
I don't know about that.
We know when you put the picture inside Twitter, whatever that's called. Not on Twitter. You know, like...
Instagram?
Yes.
Oh.
You know, like, say this is a picture, and then there's, like, someone professionally put computer words inside
of it. Oh, yeah.
I don't know how to do that.
I've seen it. Yes. I have no idea.
You know what I'm saying? It's terrible for radio.
It's a Samsung phone, that you write. You could write something on it, almost like it's a chalkboard or something.
It looks like a billboard in a picture, I guess.
Yes.
Is the best way to explain it.
Yes.
So there's one now of... With Jagr, I don't know if he's yelling at Pierre or yelling at the bench or yelling on the ice.
Yeah.
But Pierre is right next to Jagr for the Devils.
Right.
And you just see Jagr screaming, and it just says, "Shut the fuck up, Pierre."
Yes.
excuse my French on the Sideshow Network. First time I've ever used the F word on the Sideshow Network.
But it was worth it for
did
Pierre.
Did I bring that out in you? I apologize.
No, Pierre did.
I will bring that out in you.
Pierre brought it out in me.
Pierre,
no,
Eleanor,
but
it's all
guy,
the same.
Well, you can't.
The only guy he hates worse than Barbecue Bruce.
I don't hate barbecue.
His whole demeanor changed. That was terrific.
He brings it up every show.
I don't hate barbecue.
You brought it up. You brought it up a few times. I'm in the mood for barbecue right now.
Well, no, because he's Barbecue Bruce. I mean, you can't say the Ducks without. Well, why'd they lose? Well, hey, Barbecue Bruce. I mean, you got to beat Barbecue.
Because that Duck team is loaded, too.
Yeah. I mean, only Barbecue Bruce can screw up a two-car funeral.
Wow.
Right? How do you
think? I said go left.
I mean, his team, I mean, you know, every team he's coached has had a collapse of some either epic or minor proportions.
Right. Now, what do you think the strong suits are for the Rangers? Going into this series, their goalie, obviously,
St. Louis.
I think
his mom,
the spirit that carries St. Louis.
The spirit, yeah.
I like Brad Richards. I think him and St. Louis have already won a cup together. I like Ryan Boyle. I like Kreider.
Yeah.
I like a lot about their team. Their third line has to step up again. Their third line, that Brassard and Zuccarello, and the other guy on that team. On that line, I can't think of his name right now. Broussard, Zuccarello. They have to step up. They have to beat the Gerald. They have to beat the Stahl Justin Williams line, because
ain't gonna be easy.
No,
he's terrific.
I don't think Williams is too. Yeah, because I don't think St. Louis and Richards and Kreider are gonna have enough trouble with Gabrick. And with Gabrick and Dustin Brown and Kopitar. And then the second line that the Rangers have is going to have more than enough trouble with that 70s line. The only line I can see figuring it out is the third line is competing. Because the fourth line, you know, I mean, you know, nothing against Brian Boyle, but then they get Dominic. What do you think Dominic Moore against Richards? You know that the fourth line of the Kings can skate and they can skate and they can move the puck and they can hold it in there. And Richards is not going to let Dominic Moore wins a lot of big draws. He's not going to win all those big draws against Mike Richards.
Well, I think something that people are overlooking is that Carcillo's out. That's really going to hurt him.
Well, I thought that was a bonus. Remember, I said it's going to help.
Just kidding.
Him.
Oh. I was kidding. Yeah,
I thought that would help him.
Yeah.
The other thing too is I think that. I mean, they really only have three big. They have three really good defensemen, and that didn't hurt them as much against the teams they played. I thought they stepped up against the Flyers. But the Flyers are like
Flyers gave them a hell of a fight.
The Flyers are like a two line team when it really comes down to it. And something was up with Hartnell, but the Penguins never pushed the issue in front of the net, and the Montreal does not really push the issue in front of the net. Only one that did is Simmons. Hartnell didn't even do it, you know. Yeah. But that's the Flyers' game. All the other guys, they didn't push it. The Kings will push it, and they will wear down the big three defensemen of the Rangers. Because everyone, Gabrick, probably the lightest guy on the team, he's got 12 goals in front of the net.
In front of the net, yeah.
And Justin Williams, he's not a big guy. All his is gravy goals.
Yeah.
Kings, 73 playoff goals.
Wow.
But you know what's interesting about that stat is they've given up probably 50 more than they did 2 years ago. No, I remember hearing like how many they scored. And like I think a couple years ago when they won the cup, they only let in at this point like 30 because Quick was insanely good then.
Yeah.
And they were a little different. They had Scuderi then, and they were a little different, a little more defensive minded. But now they've given up like a ton. The Sharks are an amazing offense.
Yeah.
The Ducks are an amazing offense, and the Blackhawks are like an all-star team.
You know, they had a weird...
If the Rangers do pull it out and win, it really makes the Flyers look good.
Well, that's true.
Don't you think?
You keep trying.
I'm trying. I'm trying to get them in there.
Is that where you're going to put your banner up while we...
That's the only reason I was like, if the Rangers go through, then it really makes the Flyers...
Eastern Conference quarterfinals.
Well, it is
funny. It would be miraculous if they pull it off. Like, above and beyond?
No, I wouldn't be a mere.
Really?
They're legit. They're a good
team.
Yeah,
but I'm saying just the West is a stronger and
But I like the way you people tend to root for the team that beat their team simply because it makes their team still look good.
Yeah, because, I mean, we went seven games. We lost to that guy. Shed a tear at that Game 7 Flyers loss.
Yeah.
That was horrible.
Yeah, but I don't see it happen. So I don't see the East getting
Joe's
it done.
Joe's not getting on my side.
I don't have any sympathy for
He's not jumping in. He's never going to ever jump in.
No, I don't have any sympathy for the Flyers.
Is that my ovaries talking? Is that what's happening? I'm getting sensitive. I'm getting worried about my Flyers.
No, I mean, you know, the funny thing is the Flyers have a better – well, I didn't like – they signed they signed Andy McDonald to too big of a contract. I mean, he's a scale of 1 to 10, he's like a 6.5, 7, and you're giving him like 5. I mean, it's going to end up like the Penguins. You're going to have a bunch of guys you don't want to have paying that much money for. I mean, you know, I would have let him walk. I don't know. I mean, but I think the East is going to be easy again because, I mean, Barry Trotz, he's going to feud with Ovechkin.
Oh, yeah.
Columbus is going down. Carolina, I mean, who are they going to – I mean, the Stahls just want to play golf together.
Yeah,
they don't want to win.
Yeah.
The team to watch out for is the Islanders because Tavares is a superstar.
Awesome.
He's
hurt in the Olympics.
You know, just a disgrace. A disgrace. He got hurt. I love watching that guy play. He is a bad man, and he plays the body.
He's great.
He's a witch.
Yeah.
Like, he's so good. I mean, that's the team. The Penguins are going to – the Penguins are heading south. So.
How about those Red Wings?
Right. Well, they're in the Northeast. They're in the other –
but they're young.
Yeah. I think they're around. So
they got to do something.
Yeah. No.
Well, you watch.
No. They're making the they're going to make the playoffs.
You jumped ship. You're a Kings fan.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not.
I want everybody in Detroit.
That's
to know
my
it.
Second team.
Everybody
gets
your second
line?
Team.
That's our mistress teams.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get a mistress.
Kings are my third.
You get a
team.
Gumar. Who's your second team?
Bruins. I what? Know, it's terrible. Boy, I know. Well,
how'd you get on the show, Joe?
That's not even, how's that even like?
I know it's awful. Because, I just, yeah, they.
It really is.
It really is. You just said the two worst things you could have said
yeah,
to
and
Joe.
I was a kid when life. I fell in love, like, wow,
no,
this
I
team.
No, I don't hate the Bruins whatsoever.
I like the old Bruins.
I just
the
think
Ors,
it's great. I
you know,
Bobby
like that, like that
kind
of thing. That's what
he's
I'm saying.
My
I was
favorite.
A kid, and I was like, God, wow, this
I
is
told
amazing.
Joe this on the show, and I still feel this. I don't think there's ever been a better skater than Bobby Orr. Pure skater.
Yeah.
Oh, everyone says it.
Yeah, he's a
he I mean, I just fell in love. I was like, wow, these guys
I love
play
even
with Frazier. All heart.
Even Frazier, yeah. our captain, the, you know, the Lady Bing.
Man.
It was just like, how can you do that? That doesn't make Frazier will be the nicest guy. Even he was like, what, that doesn't even make sense.
You know, I did love that
but
play.
How I'm sorry.
Remember that play they always show where Orr winds up and he's lost his glove at the other team's blue line? And he does a end-to-end rush, and then he picks up the glove on the way and scores.
But you didn't see that live.
No, yeah, no, they not, play. Yeah, no, yeah, I don't remember that yeah, live. Exactly. I remember, but I just remember being young, and the Flyers just hate. That's a terrible thing to like together.
Right.
And that's a. And I have six brothers, and they would have no problem punching me in the face, and they did repeatedly. And it was like it. I just remember watching, being like, "This team is all heart." I don't know why I'm a sucker for Boston. I'm a Celtics
like
fan. I'm a Red Sox fan.
Yeah, you like the Red Sox too.
I'm a big Red Sox fan from '86, which is probably the worst year again to become.
So, but, did you root for the Celtics against the Sixers?
Well, I didn't. That's where my.
She's
listen,
weird.
I would get in a lot of trouble, but I was
she roots
a college
for almost everybody.
Was a college ball fan, and so it was Larry Bird. And when he went to the Celtics, I became a Celtics. Now we had Julius Erving.
Right.
I was at that game when Julius Erving and Larry Bird got into a fight. I mean, let me rephrase that. I snuck into the spectrum.
Well, you were there.
Yeah.
I didn't see it. I just after
her. Well, and her mom took her in the snowstorm.
Well, that was the Flyers, yeah.
To see
the bullies. Yeah, yeah. No one was there. There was only 20 people there.
Free hot dogs.
Literally. Hot dogs and hot chocolate. Yeah. And she was on board. She wrapped us up and let's do it.
I love your mom for that.
Me too.
She's
me
got
too.
The whole gang on a toboggan.
She don't care. To see the Flyers, she loved the Flyers. Like, it would be, because you would think your dad would get you inspired. It was my mom that got me into sports. She loved
A lot of women love hockey.
Yeah.
My wife loves hockey. It's just something about it. It's not like all the other sports.
Well, you see a bunch of women together on the glass.
Yeah.
You know, at the game.
Yeah.
I think
it's my mom.
My wife has almost every hockey player. That kid's cute. That guy's great.
Yeah, see, I never say it like that, though. I don't like it like, oh, he's cute. He has nice hair, like you were saying earlier about. I like them if they have no teeth. I like them to fight. I like the hardcore.
That's why you're a Flyer fan.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
I like teeth on the floor. I like.
She is a Flyer fan.
Yeah, I love that.
She's the stereotypical Flyer fan.
No. You know, I know this.
She's in the Hockey Hall of Fame. Though. This is a Flyer fan. Someone who wants a man with no teeth.
Yeah.
You gotta love a girl who likes a guy with
my
no teeth.
My cousins started their own league. They're insane. These people. My Kerrigan side of my
first
family.
Of all, your brothers are insane.
Yeah, but not like these guys. They started their own hockey league because they like to fight on ice and like that. Just and they were. I used to go to their games. It was way out somewhere outside of Philadelphia and. I would watch. Everybody would be bloody after the game. I'd be like, "Yes, this
outside
is the
scary.
Best.
Outside of Philly is scary. Between
between
Pittsburgh and Philly is like Kentucky.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
yeah. It's Phil-tucky.
It's frightening. Phil-tucky.
Yeah, you know. Now I know this doesn't usually mean a lot, but two times the Kings and the Rangers played this season, it was a split. Kings lost the first game 3-1 at Staples.
Okay,
that was way back in October. Mm. And then in November, Kings beat the Rangers 1-0. And the professor was still our goalie, and he made 37 saves.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm.
Kept him in that one, and that was in New York. So, you know,
I remember that one. The Kings were playing terrible then.
Yeah.
That's when they weren't scoring any goals. They won 1-0.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So, I mean, you know, I know that doesn't register now because it's a whole different.
Right.
Yeah, you know why, too? Because the Rangers have become much better. They were terrible to begin. In fact, the Kings were like the only team, the games they won. They had to go on that like 2 month West Coast tour because there was a circus or they were rebuilding the garden or something. And
right.
They were gone. Remember they started. The only reason why it wasn't quite as famous was because the Flyers were even worse. That's what it was though. Wow. It was like, oh yeah, my God, yeah. look at these. That's why everyone's like, oh look at Columbus is going to make the playoffs because the Flyers and the Rangers are terrible this year. But then they both made a comeback.
Now, the Rangers back then were, you know, like playing a little bit better, I think, right? Don't you think? Or did they get better?
Oh, they got a lot better.
They got better.
As the season progressed,
the Kings shed
Tortorella's image. They learned Vigneault's offense.
That's what happened.
Yeah.
Wow.
They grooved in with the new coach,
and you got them playing well, and they played hot, and who knows if Mason wasn't hurt? They got lucky. They hit Mason. Not that Mason is, you know, Martin Brodeur, but he's better than, Emery's a joke.
Now, you said last time.
He's a better fighter than he is a goalie.
Right.
You said last time that Madison Square Garden, playing there, can have a little effect on a team, you know, an opposing team.
Yeah, that MSG is no good for you.
Yeah.
I think you can get the willies. I think travel is going to be an issue. Because they are going to have to go across
Rangers.
The country.
Yeah.
No, I think for both teams.
But I think Kings are road dogs, man.
You still got to go all the way to New
Kings
York.
Kings have
another,
home ice,
another
right?
time
yes.
zone. You
home
still have to, go, you still have to yeah. do another time zone. It can change momentum differently.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, like, think of it this way. Say they're up 3-1 and the Kings lose game 5. They take the long trip back to New York.
It's a long trip when you lose.
It's
a long trip back when you think, say they lose in overtime. We could have won this. We didn't. Now we have to go to an incensed, fired up garden.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's like, you know, it's a long, it's
But you think it's going to affect both?
Yes, I do.
Yes,
I think,
okay,
I,
yeah,
I,
yeah.
That's why I think.
Yeah, yeah. So that'll be a good matchup then.
I think it's going to be the Kings in six. But that statement's weird because I don't think they're going to win. I don't think they're going to pull the cup out in the Garden. Like that's why I think it's going to be 5 or 7. I don't see Henry Steele winning 4 games, and he has to steal like 2, and never have. He can't have any bad.
They're going to kill the King Henry.
They can't give him. The King can't give Game of Thrones.
He had a hat on with a crown on it.
I mean, the King can't give one away.
Yeah.
Like if they're.
He's got to be on every game.
He has to be because they're going to be. Because Quick isn't going to give any away. And the Rangers aren't going to score like they did against Montreal and against the Penguins even. They're not going to score like that. Against the Kings.
You think Kreider makes a run at Quick?
I wouldn't doubt it.
Skates up. Yeah. I mean, I could see it.
Hey.
Do you think that was planned? I mean, do you think they were purposely running at Price?
Hey, we said that I think that he wanted to get in his kitchen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, I don't think he wanted to hurt him, but he hurt him. Like, you know, hey. Part of the game.
Sometimes you don't want to hurt somebody.
Right.
But you do.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, and just what you're trying to do is get them thinking.
Right.
Knock them off their feet.
But I'll tell you this. If it becomes a game of, well, they're going to run Quick, okay, well, then we're going to bring up, you know, Nolan will dress and he'll just run right through Henrik Lundqvist.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, then I'll take Bobby Jones over Cam Talbot any day of the week. Quick is the best, but Robert Jones is not. He's not Tarkarski, whatever the guy's name was.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I would still take the Kings, even if Quick got hurt.
So no matter what, you're picking Kings.
Yeah.
In six?
He's saying six, right?
I'll say six, so when it's either 5 or 7, it won't be that too far off.
All right. I'm saying Kings in six.
Kings in 7.
There you go.
I'm saying it's going to be tough.
Back home for the Flyers.
I'm rooting for the Flyers. I'm rooting for
4-7s.
She won't let it go.
You should be one of those hot chicks that just sits behind the bench. Is what you should be.
Really?
Yeah, you should be that.
I don't think they would let me. There are too many things come out of my mouth.
Yeah, she would say some wild stuff.
Yeah, I do watch sports events usually at home by myself with someone I can trust. Because
she can get loud.
Yeah, because, you know, it could be like a Donald Sterling event. You know, shit happens. So I got to be careful. But you do. You get angry like that. You get crazy, yeah, and you just start saying crazy shit. Like, I don't even know what it means 90%
of
the time.
Yeah, no, I don't like watching big games anywhere but my house.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's important.
I even go to the game. Like, somebody invited me to the Kings game. I think it was last Saturday, something like that. And I was working in Vegas, so I was like, oh, I can't go. And then he sent me where he was sitting, and I was like, oh, man.
Isn't that
like,
the
he was
worst?
Right there. Ah. I was like, you son of a.
I missed every outdoor game ever because I've been working. But I got to see the Cup with the Kings. That's the other thing, too. I got to see the Cup with the Kings.
Well, wow. That's
I never thought I would
no,
see.
That's pretty
so
awesome.
That's like that's like giving birth to somebody. Like, you're going to have
weird?
A relationship with that woman or
I'd
that,
rather
that
see
team.
A Stanley Cup
so,
win
so
than
would I.
Give birth.
So would I believe
honest.
Me.
Me too.
I don't want another kid, but I want another Sidney Crosby Cup. Believe me,
that had to be exciting, though, man, to be there.
Oh, the Cup,
wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I don't know what can trump my mom bringing me to that Flyers game with nobody there, but maybe something like that, like a Stanley Cup.
Yeah, to be there's gotta be cool.
Yeah.
It's just it's fabulous. Well, you know what? And not to bring it back to Philly, was the only city that really in the last 20 years have booed the Cup.
Well,
you know, yeah,
we get pissed off.
You know what was funny?
There's a lot of anger issues.
Is when Chicago won, they didn't even sound the horn right away. Like, they didn't even let Chicago celebrate. Remember that?
Yeah.
It was like a disputed goal.
Yeah, of course.
Like, no, you go in, then go in.
They'll fight anything. Fight anything till the death.
Keep playing. Play on.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, no, but
there's still time on the clock.
Yeah. Does it look like it's over?
Yeah.
Does it look like it's over?
It ain't over yet.
But this one is over.
Yeah.
What a great hour, though. Eleanor Kerrigan,
thank you so much.
No, you're awesome. We love you.
Yeah, we love you.
She's talking. I'm like, well, come in. You got to come in again.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
The only women to ever grace Puck Off Studios.
Oh, you should have Sarah, Tiana.
Sarah's knowledgeable.
She's big hockey, but she's so great.
We
sports.
Pick our guests.
Yeah. All right.
But we know who the best is.
All right.
We know.
Thank you.
Yeah, we want you. We want someone.
Thank you.
Yeah, we don't want skirts. We want put up their dukes.
As hot as she is, she's no skirt.
No, hey, no skirt.
I don't even own one.
Yeah, don't even own one.
Eleanor Kerrigan, thank you for joining us. And
any plugs?
Yeah, you got anything coming?
I wear a jock strap. Oh, no, that's not a plug. That's different. Where am I? I'm in Vegas again this weekend, 5th through the 8th at the Hard Rock Hotel with Dice.
With Dice.
Right on.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Hockey fans or Dice fans, go see the Dice's opening acts the best.
Thank
Eleanor
you.
Kerrigan.
Yeah, she's awesome.
So go early.
Yeah, and watch out. Watch out if you're in the front
I'm the
row.
Feature. We do have an opener.
Yeah,
if you're
right,
in the
on,
front
yeah,
row,
right on.
So.
Yeah.
Just remember,
so
she's
go,
from Philly.
Get there
so,
a little
so
late.
Go,
no, I'm kidding.
You're sitting up front. Watch out. Anything could happen. And where are you? What's going on?
Listen to this. Yeah, I'm not going to kick out of this. Okay, well, this weekend I'm with the Queen in San Francisco and in San Diego. But next week I'll be in the Stress Factory in New Jersey. Then a big Father's Day all-in tour. Guess where?
Where?
The city of brotherly love.
Oh,
God.
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. So you're glad you said all these things against the Flyers now.
I'll make sure I send my friends.
Send them.
Her brothers
with
will be there.
All their Flyers jerseys.
Right on. Tell them to buy tickets.
They ain't buying. They're
coming
in.
Then they're not coming in.
They know how to get in. Those guys
know. They'll buy. They'll love you.
My guest list is short.
That's funny. Giroux better not show up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Well, Giroux might have a bachelorette party that night.
Yeah, you never know. Yeah, that could happen. And I got my new radio show, KLOS 95.5, in Los Angeles.
The legendary KLOS.
Yeah.
It's the big one.
That's a real deal.
Yeah.
And check it out Sunday nights, 4 to 8. And then I'm at my usual spots, Laugh Factory, on Friday. And Monday night's the World Famous Comedy Store.
World Famous it is.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
What an awesome show. Everyone, enjoy the games.
Yeah, man.
Tweet us.
It's exciting.
Facebook us. You guys are the best. We love our fans.
Love the fans.
Love the fans. Thanks, everybody. Puck Off.
He's out.